I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, there's a guy in Utah who's in trouble for impersonating a police officer and stealing a donut. 47-year-old man. Well, he also had a stolen vehicle. Goes into a 7-Eleven last Sunday and just picks up a donut. And I guess he thought, because he's a cop, you go into a 7-Eleven and they're just going to let you take a donut without saying anything. So he picked up the donut and left in a stolen truck and then went to a nearby motel, sat in the parking lot, ate his donut. But 7-Eleven guy actually called the cops over somebody stealing one donut.
Well, did it say what kind of donut it was?
Probably sprinkles. I don't know. Anyways.
Maple bar.
Cops show up and there he is wearing a Salt Lake County Sheriff's deputy jacket with the shoulder patches, an embroidered badge, and munching down on a hot donut there from 7-Eleven.
And it's food at the center of this one, and some hot food, some burnt tortillas. As a Saturday morning, cops in Pomona, California, had tracked down a 32-year-old guy named Leobardo Hernandez in a stolen car. But he takes off on foot. He loses him. Eventually, shakes the cops on foot and busts into an apartment complex. And there he just busts into a stranger's apartment. There's nobody home. So he decides to make it look like he lives there. He tried to, he shaved, he changed clothes, he started cooking, he started threw some tortillas on the stove and stuff. Well, the cops end up finding him there. The tortillas were burnt on the stove and everything, so that set off the fire alarm, and then the fire department had to come to the scene. Eventually, he surrendered, arrested, several charges and things. But if you're the owner of that apartment and you know some dude that was running from the cops came in and used your razor and, like, put on some of your clothes and was, like, going through your kitchen?
No.
Wouldn't that trip you out?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Well, I'll stay with the Mexican food theme here, Brad. And let's go to a Bell. Taco Bell, where they got to find somebody new to work the drive-thru at this Taco Bell. Because the girl that they had working at the Taco Bell in the drive-thru in Newport, Arkansas, has been let go because she had a career in porn. Lana Wells is her name. And she got fired when a customer complained about Lana being in the porn industry.
Did he walked in there, hey, wait, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah. Newport, Arkansas.
You bend over this way? Can you?
You're only talking about 7,000 people in that town. So all it takes is one of them to go to that particular site to recognize the woman, and that's all that needs to happen, and that's probably what happened. A customer lodged a formal complaint that there was a woman working the drive-thru who was doing internet porn and said as a God-fearing Christian, they did not feel comfortable giving the Taco Bell their business. She got fired from the Bell because of that after only being on the job for a week, 33-year-old woman. And by the way, she had a pretty good career going in the porn. She had to stop the porn because of the pandemic. Uh-huh. They stopped making the porn during the pandemic.
And it was going well for her?
Yeah, she had to get a job at Taco Bell. Now, during the interview process, she did confess to the manager, the hiring manager, yes, I have dabbled in the world of pornography. I don't know why she felt the need to mention that, but she did.
You think that helped her in getting the job?
Well, it may have, but that's probably actually how the girl got found out, is that in a small town like that, that guy,
manager told
he's
going to
tell somebody, and then that's going to
get
around.
You know who's working the window today?
Yeah. So she said, but, it was good money I was making. She said she started stripping in 2010. And then she got married and had some kids. And then all of a sudden in 2017, she started shooting amateur internet porn to make some extra money. That was going real well. Then the pandemic hit, and then she had to stop. And, I mean, when I say it was going well, Brad, this is a woman who won 2 AVN Award nominations.
Wow.
The Oscars of the porn. You know that.
I've been there.
You have been to that award.
I went
award,
to the
so yes.
AVN Awards.
Yes. So she said she was only going to work at the Bell until the pandemic died down, but she's not there anymore. She did love serving those loaded tacos, though, Brad. That's what everybody said there.
Yeah, that's